yeah.
processing
the
power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get a crystal ball out.
Okay, so, Christian, tell me about your workshop.
Oh, I have.
Okay,
yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
So, tell us about your workshop yesterday.
Yesterday, we did a workshop for 2 hours. Inviting a number of people to learn a little bit about storytelling. The question was the death of the press release, question mark. And we discussed this in depth and we kind of decided that no, the press release isn't dead. It's kind of evolved into multimedia storytelling for those that are doing this in order to reach as many people on as different platforms as possible to engage as ever, to create conversations and stories around the messages people are trying to share. It was pretty exciting having Audioboo, Storify and Paperly there to answer people's queries. We did a bit of a social media surgery along the whole way, so any questions that came out we could address on a personal level, and that seemed to be relevant to the whole room. It was interesting, there was a little bit of a nervousness from some of the old school serious journalists who I feel need to very, very much embrace these new technologies, because things are moving pretty fast, and although there is still an okay readership, we're noticing numbers and numbers of people moving over to the new platforms and starting to find their news elsewhere. It may be that in the future we don't have any form of newspapers at all other than novelty newspapers, because we share the news disseminated from our friends and the people we kind of trust in many ways as well to be giving us the information that we kind of feel A, we're going to be interested in, and B, might be relevant to us.
Mm-hmm. So did you answer that question, the death of the press release? Was it?
It's not dead.
No.
The press release is still there, it's just in a different shape, and it might come in audio, video, multimedia format.
Yeah. Let's talk about the session today, the Extreme Geek.
Today, I'm going to be running a work. I should talk in past tense.
Yes.
Because it's obviously the end. The Extreme Geek workshop is primarily a glimpse into the future. And with Extreme Geeks on hand, like Nick Butler, Loudmouth Man, Bill Thompson, who's Bill T on Twitter, and I kind of call myself a bit of a charlatan, should I start that bit again?
Yeah,
let's do that. Have you got a note on the outside of the door? On air.
You should get one now.
The session.
Yeah, funny.
Yeah, Extreme. What are you doing? You're not on audio, though. You are a sneaky little...
Is that sneaky?
Yeah. You were. Not when I'm not looking at you. It's unbelievable. This guy just doesn't stop recording all the time. It's like a bug on a wall. Hey, how you doing?